welcome to the latest WDA Digital Marketing Roundup. If you missed the most important digital marketing news and updates from last week, then don't worry, because we've got you covered. In this episode, we're going to be discussing news including YouTube live stream clips, insights on a potential cookie replacement, Pinterest story pins following streams, and much more. I'm your host, Matt Tudge. Let's delve into it. Google releases insights into a potential cookie replacement. Google has recently released insights on what they believe will replace cookies on Chrome. It's called FLOC, or Federated Learning of Cohorts. Here's what they said. Today, we're releasing new data showing how this innovation can deliver results nearly as effective as cookie-based approaches. You can see the full Google announcement over on the Google blog at blog.google. Facebook and Instagram. Brand safety topic exclusions being tested on Facebook. With rising brand safety concerns, Facebook is now testing brand safety topic exclusions for ads, and they stated that it's the first time that the feed environment would be managed through controls. The feature would let advertisers decide on whether to show ads next to content that could be sensitive. Could the ability to share Instagram feed posts to stories be removed? Well, Instagram is constantly testing to improve its app, increase engagement, and improve the overall experience. While they often add new functions, sometimes they take things away. In their latest test, they've been sending out a notification to a group of users with a change to sharing to stories. The notification reads, "We hear from our community that they want to see fewer feed posts in stories. During this test, you won't be able to add a feed post to your story." So while users can still share Twitter posts and more to stories at this time, this may well force content creators on the platform to produce more specific story content if it does get rolled out. So that will definitely be interesting to see. And finally this week, in other news, YouTube is testing Clips, a new feature that will enable users to make short, shareable videos from a creator's live stream. In the test, if you're watching a live stream from a creator within the test group, then you'll see a scissors icon under the video, which lets you select the bite-sized snippet you want to share upon clicking it. Given the popularity of Clips on Twitch, it's no surprise that YouTube is testing this, and in fact, we're more surprised it's something that they've not done already. It could be set to be one of the best additions to YouTube in recent years if they do roll it out. Twitter has acquired Revue. Twitter has acquired the newsletter publishing and monetization startup Revue. In the announcement of the acquisition, the social media platform said that the integration of the two will allow readers to find and subscribe to newsletters easier. Here's more from Twitter. "Our goal is to make it easy for them to connect with their subscribers while also helping readers better discover writers and their content. We're imagining a lot of ways to do this, from allowing people to sign up for newsletters from their favourite follows on Twitter, to new settings for writers to host conversations with their subscribers. It will all work seamlessly within Twitter." Filterlink extensions now available in Microsoft Advertising. Filterlink extensions have now been added to Microsoft Advertising's ad extension options, and they give advertisers the ability to tell potential customers more about what they do by presenting features under category headers. They'll also make ads on Bing Search and partners to stand out more, improving click-through rates. This is definitely worth exploring and testing for businesses that are currently making use of Microsoft Ads. And even if you haven't or aren't using Microsoft Ads at the moment, it's definitely worth checking out, particularly if you're looking to expand your current Google Ads campaign reach. Campaigns can easily be imported into Microsoft from Google. Last but not least, Pinterest story pins following streams. Pinterest have been testing stories for a while now, and they continue to look to improve on it. They recently announced story pins following streams, and this is how Pinterest described the new feature. "As the home of inspiration, Pinterest is a place to discover not only great ideas, but also the people behind them. That's why we're introducing story pins following streams, a place for pinners to see new story pins from the creators they follow, right at the top of the home feed. In this immersive stream, pinners can find fresh story pins and even find new creators to follow through the Discover Creators icon." So that's it everyone for the latest WDA Marketing Roundup, but what was our highlight of the week? This week, and just edging Google announcing insights into a potential cookies replacement, has to be YouTube testing Clips. To be honest, like I stated earlier, it's something that should have already been on the platform given the sheer popularity of the feature on Twitch, but at least they're finally testing the option. If it does get rolled out and we see no reason as to why not, then we can see it becoming just as popular, if not more so. Thanks for listening, guys. I've been your host, Matt Tudge. If you did enjoy this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for future episodes. Leave a review where you can and share it with a friend or colleague who might find it useful. Be sure to follow us on social media to stay on trend and stay ahead of the competition. Thanks again. Goodbye for now.